Hello.
Hey, good morning, Jay. It's Zach with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, not too bad. How you doing today?
Good, good. Did you get a chance to take a look at the information sent over?
I did a little bit yesterday. I'm gonna finish. I'm gonna try to. I'm gonna. I've been so busy on the road. It's been unbelievable. Business has been tremendous, you know. So
It's
what I'm
awesome.
trying to do now is hurry up and get the. I'm gonna try to. I'm trying to get some time together that I can do this.
Okay. Excellent. That's a you know what? That's an excellent problem to have if you are to have problems.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's, right now, that's the biggest problem I have. There's not enough hours in a day.
You need to clone yourself and have two
Yeah,
of you.
I wish I could. Four or five of me. It would be perfect. You know?
I hear you, man. You're getting spread
It's
pretty thin there, it
unbelievable.
sounds
It's
like.
unbelievable. Business, and you know what? We have no slow period.
Really? Wow.
We go like this almost all around the clock, year round. It's unbelievable, you
Unbelievable.
know, no slow period, no anything.
It sounds like you found it yourself a foolproof business here. It's just going to generate
Yeah,
tons of money for
it's a
you.
good thing, you know. It's a real good thing and stuff. And we're pretty lucky. We've always been busy. We always get jobs done, and we got a lot of jobs to do, and we got a lot of big accounts. You know, the Whirlpool, the Home Depots, the Lowe's. I mean, we've been really pushing with them quite a bit, you know. So that's what we've been re really been doing. I think when I borrow money from you, I'm going to use your money to do my inventory, to get my inventory. And what I'm going to use, I'm going to pull some money out. I'm going to buy myself an additional truck out of my own, you know, my own money. I don't want. I wouldn't borrow money to buy a truck. I'm
No.
going to buy another truck, but the inventory turns over quick. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to when I get the money from you, I'm just going to take the money I have in set aside for inventory and use it to buy a truck with.
Yeah, it looks like I put notes down. It said you get a 300% return on inventory.
Yes.
Wow, my God. That's
Yeah,
awesome.
the inventory is incredible. We do so well with it, so well with it. You know, it's unbelievable how well we do with it. You know, with inventory, 300% return on all inventory, and now we're getting the Home Depot sending their customers our way to buy parts. Lowe's is sending their way to buy parts.
That's
You know,
fantastic.
plus the service. You know, so that way we used to do a lot of sales, and I haven't even been pushing sales. Why would I want to do sales at say 25% when I'm making 300% with parts and service? I'm making a phenomenal amount of money.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm
Exactly.
concentrating. I'm putting all my eggs into the pot that makes the most money.
Yep, that's the I think that's like the best route to go if you want to, retire
Yes.
early.
Yeah, exactly. You know, a lot of the guys, you know, they're playing with sales. Sales, you make, you know, if you're lucky, you sell a refrigerator, you make 10%, 20, you know, 20% tops. It ain't even worth handling for that. With service, I go out there, do a call, I go into a house, I'm done. I made probably, you know, on an average call, I make probably $150 a call.
Yeah, with
Clear.
sales, also there's the peaks and valleys of it. You're gonna have dry spells and all that good stuff in between. So you have just a consistent thing going on here that's just like boom, 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 boom. Make money, make money, make money. It's all sounds awesome.
Yeah, that's what you got to do in today's day and age. You've got to be able to make money.
Yeah, and be able to get through, those slow periods and find another way to get through those slow periods. And it doesn't even sound like you have to deal with
Yeah,
that
I don't. I never have a slow spell. My father used to own a glass company years ago, and he used to tell me, you know, every winter he used to have like a slow spell in the winter. He was fixing windows and plate glass, and what they used to do is we used to turn around and he used to borrow $3,000 a year through the bank. He'd borrow $3,000 through the bank, and the only reason he borrowed $3,000 was to carry him through the winter. You know,
That's it though? Just to
so
get through the winter?
he always did well himself, you know. But I mean, I didn't want to do. I hated the glass. I worked in his business for a while with the glass. I didn't like that because every time I'd use a box of Band-Aids a day.
I hear you.
I was
I hear you.
always cutting myself, you know, and stuff. I mean, it got better as I got more used to it. I got better at handling the glass, but I used to hate that. I used to cut my hands all the time, cut my fingers and everything else, you know. So now I, when I when you know, when I got into my own business back 38 years ago, I mean, I grew from there. Then my father sold his glass company, and my father said, "Now what am I going to do? I sold the business." I said, "Well, you can come work for your son." I'll hire your dad. You come work for me. And he did until he passed away.
Oh, well, that's, you know, that's fantastic. You had to spend that time together in a professional relationship as well.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. Can I give you a call back? I have another call coming through.
No problem. I just want to check in with you, and I'll just be anticipating your information.
All right. Sounds good. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jay. Have a good one.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye.